DUP councillors come under fire after releasing a controversial campaign leaflet ahead of the upcoming local government elections. Graham Craig is running in the Botanic Ward. His election leaflet calls for, quote, local homes for local people and taking back control of immigration. The Lands Councillor Emmett McDonough-Brown is with us this morning. What do you make of this, Mr. Brown?
Well, pretty disappointing stuff, I have to say. I mean, you know, racism obviously has no place in our society and we all have to take a stand against it. What I would say about kind of Graham Craig is that he has previous form for this type of material. He did it when he was in the Ulster Unionists and now he's done it in the DUP. So it's not a one-off, really, and I think it's time for him to move on.
Yeah, so I guess, Emmett, some people will be saying that there is so much pressure on housing. They know the spirit in which he was coming from, and yet other people will take deep offence at this.
Well, I don't think that kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge racism is actually acceptable either. I mean, he is responsible for how he has framed the issue. And local
he would deny this is racism.
Well,
let
him come on and say so then. But certainly, to me, it looks like a racist remark. And I'm very clear that I think there's footsie being played with racist ideology in that leaflet. I think to talk about local homes for local people is exactly sort of dog whistle politics, which creates fear and which whips people up around the issues of kind of race and diversity in Belfast. And I think it's wrong. And I think the DUP, not only should they sanction him, I think they should dismiss him. They shouldn't allow him to stand as a candidate. He has previous form for this type of behaviour. And I think actually if the DUP want to send a message that they're not going to tolerate racism or footsie with racism in their party, then they should take a very clear stand and do so today.
The DUP have said this was produced by Councillor Graham Craig. It was not sanctioned, they say, by the party. The DUP say housing and immigration are important issues, but also deeply sensitive and should be handled in that matter. This leaflet clearly fails to do so. An instruction that it should not be distributed has been given to Councillor Craig and the matter referred to party officers. What do you think will be the gut instinct of people who will be receiving this leaflet if Councillor Craig goes against the DUP instruction and hands it out?
Well, I mean, that's kind of difficult to answer, really. I mean, I suppose, you know, the content of it speaks for itself in terms of what is written on it and what is presented in it. I've given my opinion that I think that it is racist, certainly in tone. And I think people reading it will be very disappointed to see that, you know, the largest unionist party is engaging in this sort of tactic. You know, we know that we have issues around integration in Belfast, and I think people seeking to exploit those for political ends are wrong in doing so. And I think we need to be very clear about sending out a message that racism is not okay.
What type of pressure is there on homes in your area? What's your understanding of how much pressure there is for people to get homes, wherever they're from?
I mean, clearly we don't invest enough in public housing, and there are pressures around getting housing. But there's a difference between public and private housing. And I think, you know, very often, you know, what is seen as pressure on housing executive properties, you know, is elided with foreign nationals. And that's why I think what Graham has done here is so disreputable and wrong. You know, I think if people do find it difficult to get housed, I don't think the answer to that is by saying that we'll only let local people, whatever that means, have access to them.
Here's John in North Belfast. We have been trying to get through to Councillor Craig, Councillor Graham Craig from the DUP. That seems to be a little bit difficult at the moment. Let's see if he's going to come out today. If he's putting out these leaflets, then he should be, of course, accountable for what he's saying. John in North Belfast, morning to you, John.
Hello, Stephen. I think it's unbelievable this man is being branded a racist. Is this people in the north of England also racist who voted for Brexit? For their one of the main reasons was immigration in the north of England, which is suppressing jobs and housing.
Well, why
are
should
they racist?
Well, why shouldn't people who are not local people, why should they not be entitled to homes as well? So what
they
happens
should,
to them? Are they?
They should be entitled to homes like anyone else. But if you have a surgery and you have people coming into your surgery, and the majority of people coming into your surgery saying, my family, my children can't get homes in the area where they were born, what is he supposed to do? say, there's nothing I can do. I can't raise this issue because I'm going to be branded a racist. Is that the way Northern Ireland is becoming now? You're scared to open your mouth in case you're branded a racist?
What's local people mean? Does local people mean people who are living in Northern Ireland? Does someone who's lived in Northern Ireland that's maybe come from abroad and has lived here 10 years, 15 years, are they a local person? How do we define local people?
There's no definition for local people, Stephen. If you live in the area and you were brought up in the area, doesn't matter what colour you are, you're entitled to a home in that area. If that's the area where you wish to live. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or yellow or green.
So you're defining local people differently here?
No, I'm not making any definition of local people. Anyone who lives in that area, who was brought up in that area, and their children want to live close to home, then they're entitled to a home in that area.
Emmett?
Well, clearly people want to live in the area which they were born into. That's natural and normal. I mean, the issue here is not only, I think, around local homes for local people, but also kind of taking back control of immigration. I mean, this is the sort of language which, you know, I certainly feel very uncomfortable with people kind of exploiting those issues.
It doesn't make someone a racist, though.
But I'm not claiming that that does. What I'm saying is that local homes, local people, and taking back control of immigration are kind of playing footsie with racist ideology, which I think it does, because it is a dog whistle around kind of race and diversity issues, and that's why I'm pleased to see that the DUP are at least starting to take some action today.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you've said, though, that you're not saying that this is racist, so you're not attributing any type of racist connotation to Councillor Craig. What we have seen in recent years is graffiti daubed on some people's homes. Obviously, Councillor Craig and every one of the rest of us would abhor any such action, which does say local homes for local people. So there are some people use this as an attack. That's not what Councillor Craig is doing. Brian in West Belfast, I'm really interested to know what you all think about this today. 030 30 80 55 55. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. Well, first and foremost, I wasn't going to say this, but I'll say it first. Imagine if estate agents put up 5 houses for sale in a particular area, and they put the word "only local people apply." Imagine the outcry, Stephen. Imagine the outcry of that estate agent. People would be protesting left, right, and centre. But what I want to say is, no matter what any DUP representative says, the DUP hierarchy will never reprimand, suspend. How many times have they spoke out of line all down the years?
Who?
Never have the DUP headquarters or hierarchy publicly turned around and sanctioned them and so forth.
Well, the DUP hierarchy this morning have issued a statement to the Nolan Show in which they are criticising Councillor Craig. They're pointing out that this was not sanctioned by the party. They're saying that this leaflet clearly fails to handle this issue of housing in a sensitive manner. And they're saying the matter's been referred to party officers.
Right. So, well obviously, this councillor, I hope he comes on, will he apologise and change?
Do you think he should?
I certainly should. We all know, we all know, Stephen, what he meant by local. We all know what he meant by local. It's happening all the time. Let's be honest about it.
Well, the point is we don't know what Councillor Craig meant because, you know, he hasn't elaborated. We can't get him this morning. We're trying to get him.
The fact of not coming on, Stephen, tells people and people and listen to your programme today what he really meant. And I've been totally upfront with this here. And, I mean, if he comes out and apologises and says people picked him up the wrong way and he meant this and meant that, that's a different ballgame. But
he has said this before.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Stephen. I mean, what annoys me mostly, okay, the DUP, the hierarchy have come out and said it's wrong. They should make him apologise or reprimand him or suspend him. Simple.
Let me let John of North Belfast talk to you, Brian. Go ahead, Brian. All right, John. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you want to talk to Brian this morning? He's saying Councillor Craig should be reprimanded. reprimanded?
And why should he be reprimanded if he is a surgeon? He has a surgery, and he has people coming into his surgery, and people are coming in saying, we need homes, we need rehoused. And it doesn't matter what colour their person comes into that office. It could be brown, white, yellow, green or yellow. It doesn't really matter what colour they are. When they come into his surgery and they say they need homes,
in that area.
What is that area classed as? Local people.
I don't understand what you're saying, John, to be honest with you. He did say, did not say local people need not apply. Is that what he did say?
He didn't say. Anyone else can't apply, only local people.
Only local people may apply.
And what is local? South Belfast is one of the most diverse areas of Northern Ireland.
He doesn't want any other people, only local people. Whatever colour they are, he just wants local people. Am I wrong here?
South Belfast, yes or no, the most diverse area in the whole of Belfast.
Look, he's saying only local people may apply. Watch the people around the corner living two streets away. If they want an our house, they go and apply.
Why won't you answer my question? My question to you is, South Belfast is one of the most diverse areas of Belfast, yes or no?
I haven't read up on it. I'll take your word for it, yes. I'll take your word for it.
So if a black person comes into his office and says, I need a home.
Well, a black person can be a local person.
Yes, not so much. That's the argument I'm making.
So I feel you understand this. Is he saying the people who live in that area, he doesn't want me, where I come from, people from Ballyselling, he doesn't want those people, he just wants local people? Is that what he's really said?
If you just moved in, here's one of the points. If you had just moved into that, let's say you'd just come to Northern Ireland and you were from Poland or Lithuania or whatever, and that leaflet come through your door, how would you feel, John?
How would I personally feel?
If you were Lithuanian or Polish or whatever, you come into Northern Ireland, you were wanting to feel comfortable here, and you get a politician sending a letter through a door saying local homes for local people, what would you think?
Well, that person is only doing his job, Stephen.
Is he?
That person is only doing his job.
Stephen, I don't care what anybody says.
He's a councillor for that area, and people are coming to him regarding housing. Now, there's Polish people, Lithuanian people, black people, Chinese people all live in that area, and they all get homes, and they're all classed as local people.
Brian?
Stephen, we all know what's happening here. We all know, and been up front, there's probably, and that's in the rules, there's probably people going to the particular councillor and saying, there's too many people from particular countries living here. We want local people in here. And that's what's coming across. Stephen, they don't want foreign people. Certain areas don't want foreign people living in their area. And we all know that, Stephen. Reading the papers, we hear on your programme, we hear it on the news at night, and that's what's happening. And that's why I said, he used the wrong words. I said early on there, if a state agent's put up in their window, 5 houses are going for sale in one particular street, and only locals need apply. Imagine, he would have a word of business. He used the wrong word, simple.
Here's James in Derry. Morning, James.
Hi, Stephen. As the previous caller has just put the point that I was thinking, and even if you've gone to your own self, how would you feel as a Shankill lad if you decided to move to what you would call Fantasy Island, which is in the leafy suburbs, and someone decided, one of the local councillors decided to put out a leaflet of saying only locals, homes for only locals?
Well, the point there, I think you're making the point for me in defence of Councillor Craig, in that that's not racism.
No, I've just moved it off the racism.
Yeah.
Because
clear, we for those people who are wondering if this is racist, we do not know that it is, because Councillor Craig has not expanded on what he means by local homes for local people. What we do know, and Councillor Craig will know this, that there has been graffiti daubed on some people's walls which says that, and it causes them huge distress.
But there's been lots of graffiti daubed on lots of walls, Stephen. I don't want to go down the racist route because the point was already made. We all know, everyone knows that every single person living in the Shankill, living in the Woodvale, living in Tigers Bay, living in, as you say, Tim Brannigan was saying, living in the Lower Falls area, as well, we all know what it's meant. It's not meant as any other. See, when you look at the leaflet, actually look at the leaflet, and it's like something that should have been on the program Derry Girls the night before. It was hysterical. They look at it and think that this is a councillor who the people who pay taxes, have asked this councillor to manage the finances of Belfast City Council. Imagine the multi-million pound budget that city has, and that's what we have, and he puts up on it, we'll get you new alley gates, and we'll look after Protestants and unionist areas. Never mentioned about looking after disadvantaged areas. Unionist areas. And therein lies the whole point of the whole leaflet. When he mentions about people's homes, but two lines down below, he says the looking after unionist areas and deprived areas, not deprived areas of Belfast, unionist areas. And I know he represents a unionist community, but they're supposed to represent all the taxpayers. Councillors are supposed to represent all the taxpayers of the area. And that includes the leafy suburbs that you live in, that I would hope if anyone ever said to you, because you come from the Shankill, you're not a local. I'm all about the fact that how you would feel aggrieved. I'm sure that you would feel aggrieved if you moved into an area, and just because you come, you're a working class man who now earns a fortune, moves into a really nice house, and some boy with a toffee nose area walks out of a banger golf club and says, oh, homes are only for locals. You would feel aggrieved. And I would hope you would expect it. And you'd have every right to.
And I guess you're making the point for me that in order for us to be fair, as we will always be, and on this occasion to Councillor Graham Craig, there is no evidence whatsoever that racism is involved in this.
I would think there's more evidence of being ignorance more than racism.
And I think the DUP is saying this is a sensitive issue. The DUP are saying he shouldn't have sent it out. But we need to understand what Councillor Craig means by local homes for local people, and it would be profoundly unfair for anyone to suggest racism attributable to Councillor Craig or anyone else without him having an opportunity to explain what he means. For example, in back in 2014, there was a protest when a man was greeted with posters reading "Local Houses for Local People." All right, this was back in 2014, and the then First Minister Peter Robinson said at the time that he did not believe that could be described as racist. He said he opposed anything that suggests that people are unwelcome in Northern Ireland because of their racial background or colour of their skin, but he did not think that saying "local houses for local people" was racist. So we've got Jamie and Dundonald. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
You say your blood's boiling. Why?
Yes. Is that councillor still on that? A Lance councillor?
Emmett McDonough Brown. We'll try to get him in a wee second. Hold on there and we'll try to get him. David in North Belfast. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Stephen. I'm just ringing in to say that what that councillor said is absolutely no way racist, because it is absolutely true, right? What he's trying to say is, if there's a Polish person living in the estate and they have a son who grows up, he's as much right because he's a local person. It's people coming in from foreign countries and getting houses before people live or have grown up in that area. My daughter lives in the estate and she's 27. She's one baby and she's another one on the way. She has not been able to get a house and her name's been on the list for 7 years. Yet there's people coming in from foreign countries and wherever, even other parts of Northern Ireland, and getting houses in the estate. She's on that list. She's grew up there. Surely she should be prioritised. That's what I think. The man means local people. He's not saying local white people, local black people. He's saying local everybody, whoever lives in the estate. And the other guy's saying...
So what is that? Well, who's it supposed to exclude then?
It's not excluding. It's saying,
well, if it's local homes for local people, what people shouldn't be getting a home?
Stephen, you're talking over me. What he means is by local people, give the local people priority. Yes, if there's people who's grown up are living there already with their parents or whatever, give them as priority first, the local people first. But if somebody else, if there's no one there on the list that's local, then you give it out to somebody else. But if somebody's, it's like if your mother said, I live local, what does that mean then? It doesn't matter, but if she lives local and she should be given a house.
The reality is this, right? The reality is that this leaflet says local homes for local people, and then the next bullet point, taking back control of immigration.
Yeah. That doesn't make them a race. Just because you don't agree. You're not a racist because you want the numbers of immigration down. You're not homophobic because you don't care. You don't agree with gay marriage, but that's what it's got to do now. As soon as you don't agree, you're either homophobic or racist, no matter what. You're not allowed to disagree.
So you think this is fine?
Yeah, absolutely. See, if he had said local homes for white people or something like that there, yes, I would have said that's a racist remark. But he hasn't. I would say if you do get talking to him, right, that he'll probably say, no, if there's Polish people live where my daughter lives, right? See, if they have an 18-year-old son and he's on the list, I think he should be entitled to a house there. Housing, exactly, not ban houses. I think he should be entitled to it before somebody that comes in from Syria, wherever else. And that's not being racist. I'm saying anybody, even if it's a black person and they live in the estate and they've got an 18-year-old son, he should be entitled to that house before somebody else that lives outside of it. So does that make me a racist then? Because I'm saying the local people.
Jimmy, thank you. Well, why do you think the DUP haven't stood by him? David, sorry.
Sorry, I'll tell you why. Because they do, they'll be called racist if they do.
And why did you say a moment ago, even if it's a black person?
Even if it's a black person.
But what do you mean, even if it's a black person?
Because I'm trying to prove the point here that it's not racist. Sorry, I should have maybe worded it better.
Okay, all right. David, thank you. Jamie and Dundall, we've tried to get Councillor Brown back on, but I think he's busy now. What would you like to say?
No, to be honest, sir, after last listener basically has said everything that I wanted to say, and he's actually got a bang on. So he has.
Well, stay there, because there are people who disagree with you. William and Armagh, for example, I think. Morning, William. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I'm just listening to this debate, and I feel embarrassed. Feel ashamed to even listen to Irishmen talking about closing the door to people who are trying to come to this country to better themselves, to seek their fortune, or to feel a bit more secure, given our history.
He's not closing the door. He's saying that this should be a priority, isn't he? Local people should have priority.
I think it's cloaked on that sort of thing. It's just we seem to have in this country a group of people who do not want to help other people who are unfortunate or seeking help. Whereas, give our history over the years, if the doors had been closed to the Irish, where would we have been, both north and south? We seek their fortune in every land in the world, and we're welcome to that and enriched every land in the world. So I can't abide that these people who are comfortable now say, no, you can't come here.
Jimmy?
Hello. I didn't really hear exactly what he was saying there. I was cut off a bit. But always, I can say, and the reason why my blood's boiling in this here, we've got soldiers homeless in our streets, with all sorts of people homeless in our streets. They can't get houses. There's people coming over from Syria, listening to that, saying, and we need a house. Our family hasn't got this. Our family hasn't got that. And what I wanted to ask at our councillor was, does he think that a family coming over from, say, Syria or wherever is entitled to a house before somebody that's local here? Because if he says yes, there's absolute nonsense.
Well, Jimmy, Michael in. There's loads of you calling about this morning. Let me let Michael in.
I'm not racist, by the way, at all. But see, out there, carry on the way it's going. The CS race card, it's being pulled every opportunity now, and it's just getting ridiculous. So it is.
Let me let Michael in North Down speak to you, Jimmy. Go on, Michael. Morning to you. Morning, Michael.
Stephen, are you talking to me? The leaflet is racist. It's a racist leaflet when he says about local houses for local people. And then the same rhetoric from the DUP again stirring up hatred within the Unionist Party, as they do with
No. The DUP Party have distanced themselves from this. They have told them to stop distributing it.
Is Councillor Craig a member of the Democratic Unionist Party, Steve?
He is, but the DUP as a party have instructed him not to distribute this letter.
The difference without a difference. He's a member of the Democratic Unionist Party. And underneath the leaflet, not only does it say the local houses for local people, but to tackle immigration. Local councillors have no authority on immigration whatsoever. So again, he is preying on the weaker unionist vote.
He's entitled to an opinion.
No, he's a public servant. He shouldn't have a public opinion.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
As a public servant,
come on,
Stephen,
don't be
his
ridiculous.
His opinion is my opinion.
You
we give him the privilege to legislate us.
No, hold on a moment.
He works for us.
Hold on
his
a moment.
His opinion
hold
should be the opinion of the greater people.
The whole point of a politician.
And he doesn't have.
The whole point.
No, and he shouldn't have a public opinion. His opinion should be the greater respect for the population of Belfast, he simply does
That. I'm not even going to go down this route much longer. If you don't think politicians should have public opinions, like, what planet are you on?
Well, Stephen,
the public opinions of our politicians have left Northern Ireland in a stalemate.
Stephen?
Yes, Jimmy.
Arthur's my cue to leave here. Arthur fella hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. I've got no time for this. I'll see you later. I have to go here, okay?
And Jim in Sainfield. Morning, Jim.
Good morning. Whenever I heard the article on your programme earlier on, the first thought that came to my mind was that this meant local homes for local people. We don't want the student population in and around this area, given the area in which the councillor operates. Because that place is full of students and flats and everything else, and people have been complaining that they have been forced out over the years because of landlords turning the properties into flats at inflated rates for students.
Jim, thank you. Richard in Belfast. Morning, Richard.
Morning. I think it's total nonsense. You couldn't define local. Even if you could define local, it could never be implemented. If it was implemented, do we really think that one area of South Belfast should have its own unique housing policy? It's rubbish. It's just there to get votes. That's all. It could never implement it. Typical politician putting in a promise that could never be delivered.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard and Michael, and all of you who've called us today.